Good evening. This is the first meeting of the Committee of Inclusion of the Pacifica National Board, and we are going to call to order just to start. We need to name a chair, a pro temp chair, and also a secretary just to take the minutes. Any volunteer?
Well, let's see.
Did anyone say I? Okay, I can perform as chair. And someone that would like to take the minutes?
I just don't. I don't have computer access sufficiently to be able to.
No problem.
Get that stuff out.
You know, I'm not sitting where I have a computer. I'm not.
Well,
I'll do it.
You'll do it, Julie?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Okay. We are going to name the directors that should be present. The quorum to have this meeting should be 5, one director for each station. Let's see who we have from each station. KPFK.
Julie.
Mm-hmm. KPFA.
Sarv.
Sarv. KPFT, Henry, myself. WBFI, Nanjet. And WPFW.
Polanji.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 directors. We have quorum. So let's move forward. This meeting was called in order to implement the motion that was passed in the last PMB meeting that we have in Washington, D.C., that was presented by Polanji with all the amendments that were made in that meeting. That includes the preparation of the participation of the Pacifica in the events of Martin Luther King March on in L.A. next year, and also the implementation of the Committee of Race and Nationality. So I would like you to, if you have any suggestions how to start with this deal, I'll be greatly appreciative.
This is Julie from KPFK, and since it's going to be in our listening area, I know that Donna Warren, who is also on the PNB, has already begun looking into kind of what our involvement can be or how we go about, I should say, getting involved in the MLK March. And I know that she's pretty tied up with the elections right now because she's been working on the proposition to amend 3 strikes.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that after November 2nd, she'll have a little bit more time to then kind of communicate with folks what she's been able to find out and maybe even to follow up with folks that haven't gotten back to her about the march. So what I could do is follow up with her, you know, post November 2nd, to kind of get an update to see where we're at with that and what, you know, what are some of the things that maybe KPFK has already begun sort of getting in the works so that we don't duplicate stuff, and
perfect.
Then also how we can kind of support them in that.
Perfect. Are there any suggestions that we can give to Donna regarding the experience that all of you may have in how to participate in this kind of marches, or should we just wait?
Julie, this is Sarv.
Hi, Sarv.
What day is this march?
I believe it's that Monday, right on Martin Luther King Day.
I see, it's on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is to, you know, that the whole board, our board, PNB, participate in that march. Along with local boards, whoever happened to be there, the local board at KPFK, as well as the general manager, and some kind of contingent, you know, like a Pacifica contingent marching in Martin Luther King's holiday. So that's just one suggestion here.
Okay.
Just to refresh our memories, actually that is what we're supposed to do. We all agree that the Pacifica as a contingent would be marching over there. That's why we have to see what is required, if there is any kind of paper that we have to file in advance so that we can be recognized like as a contingent, or if there is any fee that has to be paid, if there's supposed to be banners, if we can prepare a float or something like that, because we are a radio station, so it would be nice to have a float with music, quite representative of what we are. And I know I'll prepare some T-shirts, slogans, something to do with celebration, and show that Pacifica has played a role in the history of this movement.
Okay, so that was T-shirts, slogans, signs. Did that?
That would be part of the what we think that. What I think that it would be possible. When we march here in the Cesar Chavez Parade, we have a car, the car of the station that is painted with a big antenna and saying KPFT all around, and we have a banner, and we had special T-shirts with the Cesar Chavez logo face and Si Se Puede, and the flag in the back, so something like that, and flyers, specific flyers giving information of what was what is KPFT and how we have help in the movement with interviews to when Cesar Chavez was active and all the stuff. So I think that something like that, something like this could be implemented on the MLA.
I was wondering, Kalonji here, I was wondering, does each station have a banner? Because the reps might be able to
bring those banners
to bring the banners in to show the spread of Pacifica as well.
That is great, because each segment of the directors can be marching with their own banners.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It may only be a few of us for the stations.
Uh-huh.
You know, but at least it would show the people, mm-hmm. you know, the diversity of Pacifica.
And the areas.
You know, the areas we cover.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
As a matter of fact, it might be good to invite those affiliates who, you know, might be able to come or in the area to join us as part of our contingent.
That is most greater. I mean, wonderful, because we can show how big the work of Pacifica has been in through the years, and how we are building links with other radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. Oh, this is going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I think those are all great ideas. I know that there's been some kind of slogans floating around about a KPFK-specific MLK kind of civil rights connection banner. Mm-hmm. Something, a couple that I remember seeing floating across email were like, you know, living the legacy or keeping the legacy alive, something like that, to kind of demonstrate, you know, the fact that Pacifica is, you know, continuing the work that MLK began, and maybe that language isn't strong enough, but something to that effect, that we're, you know, we're continuing in that movement, we're part of that movement, as I think, Henry, you had just suggested as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know at this time how long the parade is and how,
you know what,
how much time that's going to consume for that day?
I don't know the logistics of it, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that's something I can definitely talk to Donna about.
Yeah, well, she can probably provide us with that and the other information she's gotten. It's just a matter of putting all that together.
Yeah, and I might actually see her tonight, because I know that they're doing a screening for a new documentary that came out on the effects of three strikes and the sort more like human impact of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that she's going to be on the panel of speakers.
Yeah.
This is Ray.
Ray?
Yes?
Oh, no, no, I just... Who? Somebody came in?
No, I was saying that this is great.
Oh,
I thought you said this is Ray, too.
Are there anything else you think we have to take care of until we get her information, Donna's information? In?
Well, I think, this is Sarv, I think we also should involve the station management down there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty deeply involved in there.
Yeah.
And keep them in the loop so that they can begin to cover the event in a good way, in a planned way, and maybe a little bit on the air, you know, of that event,
yeah.
live broadcast and things like that, and interviews, and you know.
That's great.
So maybe the manager down there and the programmers, you know, they could be alerted towards that it's going to happen.
I would say that we can suggest Dan to inform the managers to do some kind of national live stream, being part of, trying to be part of the master of ceremony, something like that, or be over there so
mm-hmm.
that we can report what is going on, how are we celebrating that day
mm-hmm.
on that march, and how Pacifica is participating with all the affiliates. This can give us a very good impact nationwide.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially, we don't know what's going to be the political situation after the elections, and probably we would have to do a very good job, depending on how the war is going and who is in the presidency.
Yeah. Well, this is Sarv. I think that no matter who gets in the White House, I think that the event, it's going to stand on its own, and it's going to be talking about peace and around the planet and the people that dedicated their lives towards it.
And push whomever is in office toward that.
Exactly.
In that direction.
You got that, Kalanji, that's right. And that's what I was saying. And then I think we ought to maybe even talk to the executive director of our network and tell him, too, that, maybe he can participate in, covering that nationwide on all five stations.
How many more meetings do you think we need in order to really put our involvement in the parade in order?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to involve the right kind of people. Once we divvy up the responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
then our meetings, I think, they probably become less and less. It would be
yeah.
more people who would be involved in doing the real hands-on
yeah.
work. So, for example, Los Angeles area, if the general manager there is, alerted to this, and maybe we need somebody has to write something, the scope of the stuff that we want get done, and then we can pass that
yeah.
on to the.
Well, we'll have that in the minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just a matter of tying it together and presenting it to them and saying and getting feedback.
Exactly.
And some kind of, working together on those areas. And so something else might even, as you look at one set of ideas and someone else who may not have been involved in that discussion looks at it, they may think of something else as well.
That's exactly right.
That might enhance the whole program.
Yes. So that's what my thoughts are.
Well, see, that's why I was thinking if we set up a little procedure in terms of how much give ourselves the time frame we need to set things up. And perhaps add what Donna has,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then have something we can present to the local areas and the other stations as well for their input.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the time frame between now and our meeting,
yeah.
and see how we can divide that so we space it sufficiently that it moves and we can have some check on how it's going, how it's progressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe too, I know that we don't want to bombard ourselves with meetings, but since it would be helpful to get some of this information from Donna before we begin sending stuff out to the other signal areas, maybe what we could do is even try and touch base at the end of next week or within the next couple of weeks just to kind of get some of the logistics in order and then kind of put together more of a plan that then we could send out.
It makes sense
that makes
because
sense.
We have another responsibility, and that's the one of of designing the program for the retreat day
mm-hmm.
on race and nationality.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So I'm looking at it, and somehow seeing if the timing and the sequence would sort of be we work and then our exposure comes to the general public, you know, because that's a fun day, really, in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing a lot of people of similar minds, a lot of people who we know, quote unquote, are on our side, you know, or purport to be, or want to be, you know. So it's a celebration day.
Definitely.
You know? And so the day that we let me just share this because I think this is kind of important as I'm looking over some of the things that have taken place in our COI meetings here in Washington. As the leading positive and thoughtful station, you know, we have a dual responsibility of being what we say we want this nation to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And in the same way we've been using the proportional election system rather than the winner-take-all system in putting us in place to represent the listeners, you know, in that same fashion, Pacifica is going to have to tackle the race problem in this country, you know, so as to give some kind of understanding not only to where we stand as a network, but also to where what we know the nation is going to have to go through, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just a little bit kind of sidebar here. You know, our Committee of Inclusion at the station at KPFA has been working very, very diligently and effectively for the last more than six months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beginning to bring fruit. It has statistical data on all the, you know, diverse communities. It has actively participated in the general manager search, looking over the shoulder to see that we present the candidates that are diverse. So this has been a very, very positive change here at our station.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. We want to keep that momentum going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Yeah, definitely, so it could spread across the network.
That's right.
So that's been very, very good and heartening news here. And,
All right. So
we'll spread it around.
I've been having a problem in terms of I don't have access to a computer for the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I run over to an office and pull down as much as I can and take home to read when I can. And it's piled up, stacked up. But it was my understanding at the board meeting that we were thinking about getting someone to facilitate that program, that portion of the program of the retreat in which we get involved in this issue.
Yeah. Was that Marty Durlin was supposed to get somebody? Or was that for the whole retreat?
I wasn't sure. You know, we get to talking about things, and unless a motion is made and seconded, you lose track of where we were with it, some of that.
Actually, Marty said that she was going to get in touch with Fahim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, going to inform us.
You know, we actually have, there may be some local folks too, so that we don't have to worry about travel costs as well.
Yeah.
I know we had someone come in to facilitate a retreat that the local station board did, and she was really effective. I know her first name was Julie, and that's not why I'm saying that she was effective. But I can't think of her last name at this particular point, but I know Bill Gallegos from our LSB was the one who had brought her in. And again, she was really good in terms of, I mean, she knew enough, I think, about Pacifica to be effective in understanding some of the dynamics, but was also amazingly just kind of neutral and very, I think, very much very good at sort of consensus building, and so we had a really effective retreat. Everyone felt really, you know, positive coming out of it, and so I think it helped to kind of set us on a good path. And if not her, you know, I can ask around the local LSB to see if there's other individuals that they might want to recommend.
Well, you know, we also have who will be being paid to get there, Ambrose Lane.
Yeah, that's right.
He's done a beautiful book about history of racism, spiritual sanity for the 21st century for an insane world. But he does this at at Morgan State.
Why don't we use it? I think our price would be right.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly.
We were talking about that. What I'm getting though is that there may be a group of folks like the sister she was just talking about, you know, at Ambrose, and we can get them to design with Hakeem.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, a program that would really hit the mark for us for that retreat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
We can suggest this to Marty's to take it in consideration.
Yeah.
We can implement it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our price will be right. Kalonji, make sure the price is right.
It will be. You know, as a matter of fact, I've got a copy of his latest book.
Okay.
He said is how and why America became a racist nation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to check that out.
You know, for whites only. It's quite a document.
That is great. How about if you present a motion right now so that we can pass it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd make a motion that we, in preparing the retreat with Hakeem, that we include Ambrose Lane and what's the sister's name?
Linda? Oh, no.
Julie something.
Linda. This way, though.
We
look internally.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, for those folks who have the
experience,
ability and experience to assist in this task.
Yeah. I second that.
I'd like to put those two names, Ambrose Lane and whatnot, in parentheses as, you know, as examples.
Yeah.
So.
Well, just put. Yeah, that's fine with me. I can
move
second.
That we include individuals. Internally,
from Pacifica.
I spelled individuals. Individuals from the Pacifica Network. Or maybe within the Pacifica Network?
Yeah.
Within the Pacifica Network. E.G. Ambrose Lane, who have the ability and experience to facilitate
the race and nationality.
Race and nationality retreat.
Retreat, yeah.
In Los Angeles. Okay.
Yeah, you can read it back, Julie.
Okay. I move that we include that we seek out.
Yeah. For inclusion.
Seek out for inclusion. I move that we seek out for inclusion individuals within the Pacifica Network, e.g. Ambrose Lane, who have the ability and experience to facilitate the race and nationality retreat in Los Angeles.
I second that.
Opposed to this motion?
Nope.
Hearing none?
No.
Hearing none, we pass this motion.
Unanimously, wow.
Wow.
What else?
Well, I think it would.
This is regarding the retreat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what the retreat was. Is the theme on the retreat is about anyway? So
yeah,
to fit right in.
Okay.
So I have to leave a little early today, Henry. I have my cat is sick, so I have
How about if before we touch any other point and we leave, let's set the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today?
On Thursday the 11th?
Yeah.
That's nice. Let's see.
Any of does the...
Oh, I've got a board meeting that day.
How about 10th?
Wednesday 10th?
That's our LSB meeting.
Okay.
You know, since Mark Thompson resigned, my load has doubled.
Oh, boy. Lucky you.
Yeah. My ears are getting sick from all this.
On a weekend?
A weekend is really hard for me. I got so many meetings here, the local ones. And
Friday?
What about Monday the 15th?
Okay, Monday the 15th. That's fine.
Is that fine for you, Kalanji?
It will be.
Okay, Monday the 15th.
Because I have a local COI meeting, but I'll let them know I'll be doing this. They can understand that.
Okay.
So Monday
perfect.
15th, 5
p.m. The same time?
Yeah.
Same time? Okay.
5 p.m. Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Julie?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that works. And then I can also email you all. Let me just make sure that I have everybody's contact handy, their email addresses. Actually, could you guys just read them out really quickly and then I'll put them in?
Mine is onebiffer@earthlink.net.
Onebiffer.
Yes.
@earthlink.net. Okay.
And mine is KALONJIOLU@AOL.com.
KALONJIOLU.
That's right.
I put OUL, of course. I'm a little dyslexic.
I do that all the time.
@AOL.com. Good thing I remember how it said and not how I spell it. Okay, Henry.
Henry Cooper at MuchoMail.com.
MuchoMail?
Yes.
Okay. HENRYCOOPER at MUCHOMAIL.com.
I believe so.
Okay. And then I'll also just write mine on, I'm writing these all on the agenda, on the notes so that we all have them as well.
Good.
And then, let's see, the rail forest or...
that's right. I think I could look his up.
Okay.
Because I know I have some past... I have a few past emails.
Just a couple, huh?
Okay, then.
Great. I feel like we got a lot done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got two big events coming up. I guess that is a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to you all in a week or so.
Okay.
Bless
yeah.
you.
Thank you very much, Henry.
Let me congratulate you all because this is the most effective and fastest of the meetings that I have had with the PMB.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
It's great. We could have filled consensus.
Thank you, Henry.
Yeah, thanks, Henry, for putting this
Thank
together.
You. Thank
no
you.
No problem, man. We'll
okay.
see you
okay,
in a couple
night.
Of weeks then.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John, for this call. Okay? Well, bye-bye, John.